Nirdosh Buddhi, Lessons from the International Youth Retreat. You may not realize it now, but when you return home after this Tirthyatra, or pilgrimage, each of you will notice subtle ways you've been transformed from who you were before. I listened to a speaker at the sacred site of Chappaya, Lord Swaminarayan's birthplace, while seated in a mandir hall that somehow managed to exude both coziness and grandeur. I eagerly jotted down the speaker's wise words, waiting for my transformation to unfold. Days after the retreat, I felt a surge of anger rise in the pit of my stomach as a loved one spoke unnecessarily harshly to me. How rude of them, my mind immediately scolded. Seconds later, another smaller, wiser, more refreshing voice in my mind gently whispered, "Remember Nirdosh Buddhi? God inspired them to say that." The anger melted away as quickly as it had come, and a river of peace flowed through me instead. Instead of adding fuel to the fire by snapping back, I was able to calmly walk away. This lesson of Nirdosh Buddhi is one of many that Sant Bhagwan Sahibji instilled in us youth during the 2023 to 2024 International Youth Retreat. While sitting in a divine sabha in Chappaya during the retreat, senior devotees explained, "Nirdosh equals faultless." Nirdosh Buddhi is the commitment to seeing each action of another individual as flawless. Why? Because it is God who inspired them. It is He who acts and speaks through them. The individual remains flawless and innocent. This principle allows us to maintain inner peace amid conflict. However, it's important to note that in situations of abuse or domestic violence, Nirdosh Buddhi does not mean accepting what's happening. In these situations, which are never okay, one is encouraged to take action or report, if desired, to promote safety. Nirdosh Buddhi is a tool that can be used for healing, not a mandate to stay silent. Back in the Chappaya Sabha, the words spilled out onto my notebook as I absorbed them like a sponge. As the low hum of the mandir bells rang in the distance, a devotee explained a foolproof tool she used to return to Nirdosh Buddhi. Meaning, without God's wish, not even a leaf can move. Later, Sadhguru Sant Pujya Manoj Dasji shared in Vadtal that the following bhajan line keeps Nirdosh Buddhi constantly on his mind. Sahuna jo prerak che shri ji niyantrak to kathputuriyo na khel che. Meaning, everything is inspired by and directed by God. We are all just puppets abiding by His script. In many ways, Sahibji sprinkled the wisdom of Nirdosh Buddhi throughout this trip. In Sahibji's own handwriting, pens were distributed to each retreat participant on the first day with this written, "Nirdosh Buddhi Kareli Seva, E Sarvopari Seva," meaning Nirdosh Buddhi is the supreme seva. During our closing sabha in Delhi, Nirdosh Buddhi still held its place as a topic. In a conference hall in Delhi, Sahibji shared that if someone tells us we look good, we can say, "God made me this way." And if someone says we look ridiculous, we can also say, "God made me this way." When we practice the oh-so-challenging qualities of accepting God as the all-doer and keeping Nirdosh Buddhi, such statements no longer affect our peace. Our senior youth leaders during the retreat were such divine souls that not only did they absorb these words, but they also put them into practice and taught us to seek the good and the God in one another. Long bus rides were filled with us taking turns to choose a person and share their positive qualities, leading to tears, laughter, and overflowing hearts. Interstate plane rides consisted of us trading our journals with one another as we filled the back pages of each other's books with handwritten uplifting notes. Upon returning home, I could at any time reread these positive notes to be reminded of Sahibji's timeless legacy, a generation of youth who seek the beauty in one another. And upon returning home, I started to notice the gentle voice that whispered, "It's okay. God is acting through them." The ensuing peace, and alas, the beginning of a transformation. Jai Sri Swaminarayan.